Welcome to Arcadia High's first ever Diversity Week, a week-long celebration to recognize the diversity in culture and identity here at Arcadia High. Arcadia High has almost 20 different culture and identity clubs, and usually each club is featured at the annual Clubs Day at the start of the year. With Diversity Week this year, which included lunchtime activities as well as a culture and identity fair to end the week, these clubs had another opportunity to be showcased.
I really wanted to create a way that culture and identity clubs could really express their purpose to the rest of the school, especially because a lot of the people here on campus don't really know what EDI is or don't really check out the culture and identity clubs as often, so I just wanted that to be a platform for them.
The celebrations of Diversity Week began the week before, with different culture clubs decorating the halls of Arcadia High with banners, flags, or drawings representative of their culture.
Something my friends have been telling me is that they've seen the decorations around school and they think it's really nice. And I think it's also really nice because normally the school doesn't get this much color in the hallways. And it's really cool to just see like all the different kinds of clubs we have here and how they like to express themselves.
On Monday, the Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion Committee hosted a lunchtime activity where students painted flags representing their identities, cultural or otherwise, coming together to form a chain of flags to represent the diversity of the student population. The next day, Arcadia High's French Club hosted a cheese tasting and Eiffel Tower origami activity, introducing students to French culture. Finally, on Friday, the Arcadia High Rally Court was full of liveliness with the Culture and Identity Fair, where, similarly to Clubs Day and the recent club takeovers, culture and identity clubs were showcased to the school.
What we do is mainly do activities such as games, cahoots. We watch K-dramas sometimes while watching, like, while eating snacks. Or we do Google Slides presentations that teach others about Korean culture, depending on, like, if there's any events, like, near the date.
So we brought like a guitar and a board so we can advertise to everyone coming here. And hopefully we can get enough people to sign up because we want to like expand so we can like share our message and like just save space with the rest of the school.
In a school of over 3,000 students, culture and identity clubs are sought for the communities they can provide, connecting students with each other.
Like this week already, like I've talked to like a lot of new people that have been to our club before. And like specifically at the fair today, it's like always an amazing time to like, be able to like talk to new people, especially like Latinos like I've never even met before, because you know in my classes sometimes I don't get to meet a lot of them, or just like overall it's kind of hard to find my community here. But definitely the fair helps to like find out people, and it's great to like find out community.
Events like Diversity Week, along with the panels and discussions hosted by the Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion Committee, contribute to the perennial effort to make our community as welcoming as it can be. Next year, and in the years to come, Diversity Week will continue to serve as a way for students to unite and engage with their culture and identity.
And then always the idea is, how can we make it bigger? How can we make it more efficient? How can we make it more publicity towards it? So I think that's the thing that we'll look back on now is like, you know, it was very successful, but how can we make it, you know, even more successful? How can we make it bigger? How can we get more spotlight or highlight on these groups?
Thank you to the Associated Student Body, Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion Committee, and the Culture and Identity Clubs here at Arcadia High for working to promote more inclusivity within the campus. This has been Avnia Tovle reporting for AUSD Today.